W. Here we go. Mino and the mayor in the morning. Mino and the mayor in the morning. Get up, let's get going. Mino and the mayor in the morning. It's been a minute since I freestyled on a mic. It's the weekend, we gotta get this place hype. My name is Matt Harper, I'm from the west side. I might be biased, but I say that this best side. Friday night, I'll be out on Broadway. Probably stay at Lenny's Tap just a little too late. Probably play some 80s rock on the jukebox. Maybe dress like Glam Band, that'd be so hot. I'm on the morning show, I got a ways to go.
Okay, well, that's
awesome.
That is a great way. We ought to honor him every Friday. That's just a great way to kick off our weekend.
He was so much fun. And we have Dennis coming up in a little bit, talking about what's going on and having some live music and things like that, which is always fun.
Got to hit the birthdays before Mark comes
on. Hi, Mark.
The Prince.
Prince William, 42 years old. Is he the old one? He's the older one, right?
Yeah. Well, Harry's the crazy one.
Chris Pratt, 45.
Although Harry's wife.
They both got cute wives, though.
Well, yeah.
They do.
They both have great looking wives. And you know, suits. Have you seen that, Mark?
Yes.
All right. So that's his wife, Harry's wife, that was in.
Yeah.
But then
Markle. She's so great in that show.
And she's great in that show.
She's great in that show. Do you watch that show, Amanda? No. I mean, she's really good.
She is really good. But then, you know, she got engaged or whatever, then they gave her the boot. But she is great in that show. Yeah. Okay.
What? Who's the king? Philip? No. What's the king's name? Charles.
Yeah.
I thought, what's her name, was so good looking. Diana?
Yeah.
So cute. It's incredible. What was he doing messing around with that other one who wasn't?
Because I'm
just saying.
I just remember I said the same thing, 30 years ago?
Yeah.
And I remember Donna saying this too. She goes, because that Princess Diana was
gorgeous.
Kind of hot. And she goes, Jim, you know, what's her name? Mandela?
Camilla.
Camilla. He goes, they love each other. And, you know, those two are an item. I mean, there's that whole, they talk about soulmates and that, but yeah, he just, that Diana thing just wasn't working for him.
Yeah. All right. Just saying.
You know, I don't think his mom wasn't crazy about her either.
All right. Chris Pratt is 45. Chris Pratt from Parks and Rec, which I still think is one of the all-time great shows. Man, you had to watch Parks and Rec.
I did watch Parks
and Rec. He was so good
in
that show.
I love it.
I want to be Ron Swanson. I want to be Ron. What is cholesterol? Yes. Love Ron Swanson.
When I'm in a hardware store, they don't come up to me and ask me what if I need help.
Yeah.
They come to me and ask for help.
Mike?
Ron, do you still drink and use like power tools? Well, tonight I'm going home. I'm going to have four fingers of scotch while I use every power tool in my garage and create a dinette set. Loved him. But what I'm saying is Chris Pratt, who played the goofy guy, he was born in Virginia, Minnesota, where I went to school.
Oh, all right. That's cool. Yeah. I'm sure he remembers you.
Yep.
Back Friday.
That Park and Rec, though, I just want to say
Oh, go ahead.
My kids would come and visit me in City Hall a lot, just take their scooters or bikes down there, and people would come in with all these like emergencies, and they would just say, "Dad, this is so Parks and Rec." I never saw the show, but they said that all the time. And sometimes when I look back at like, wow, you know, the park department would come in with an emergency, and it was really nothing, you know. But to them, their world, you know, if there's a dog at Bay Beach, you know, it would be like, you know, what are we gonna do? And anyway,
the one you're coming. So Ron, I had this guy on the phone. What did he want? Well, he was complaining about something, that the grass wasn't cut good enough in the park where he was. What did you do? Well, I put him on hold for 20 minutes. And then what? Then I picked up the phone. I said, "Are you still on?" And he goes, "Yes." And I said, "Goodbye." And Ron goes, "Well done."
That's the kind of stuff.
Also, Meredith Baxter, 77 years old. Do you remember the first show she used to be in? A really good show that didn't last too long. Bridget and Bernie.
Yeah.
Before she did Family Ties.
Yeah, Family Ties.
Do you remember Bridget and Bernie?
Nope.
It was a good show.
Well, why didn't it last?
Bridget and Bernie. You remember it?
No, but why? Was it?
She was really young, really cute and whatever. And just Bridget. That's what I'm saying.
Boy and girl?
Yeah, like, it was like she was from this like kind of waspy, really rich family in New York.
Uh-huh.
And she got married to this, I think, Jewish taxi cab driver from, you know, whatever, some mixed
lower class.
One of those kind of things. It was, you know, back in those days, it was the yin and the yang kind of stuff. And so, Bridget and Bernie.
Nice.
Michael Gross, ironically, his birthday today, 77, he played Meredith Baxter's husband.
Right. Oh, yeah.
in a really good show. Family Ties was a great show.
That was an awesome show.
Yeah. Bernie Kopel, 91. Bernie had one of the jobs that was great. He was the doctor on the Love Boat.
Oh, yeah. I know. Another birthday today.
Who's that?
He's a regular on our show.
Okay.
Well, guess who it is? It's
Mark Hewson?
No. Close. Mine's
a couple weeks ago.
Big Wayne?
It's not a trick question.
Ben Malcolm?
Not a trick question. Get it?
Dennis?
It's not a trick question.
Dennis from the Glam Band?
Oh, jeez, Johnny.
Gizmo?
Yes. Oh! It's Gizmo's birthday.
Okay.
The trick.
Those were terrible hints.
What?
I thought you
regular guest, trick question.
I thought you meant cheap trick.
Oh, okay. I can see that. The Glam Band. Yeah, okay. I can see it. Anyway, yes, it's Gizmo's birthday today.
Hey, Mark.
And we're meeting for...
Happy birthday, Gizmo.
We're meeting for cocktails at St.
Brendan's. If you ever have some kind of a get-together at Bell and Sports Medicine, and you need some entertainment...
Oh, man.
Hire Gizmo. I was telling you about that my son's graduation party. And I had him there, but I didn't tell anybody he was a magician. I just tell him to, like, kind of act a little weird and sit with people. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, hey, this is my friend. He's by himself. It's nice for him to come.
And he's a little awkward. I mean, he can play that really well.
Oh, did you mind if I said, I don't mean to. And he'd pull out a, does dollar anybody bill. Have a dollar? You know, and everybody's like, ugh. And then all of a sudden, like, 40 seconds later, I'd hear somebody scream.
Yeah.
Because
just turning a $2 bill.
Trick. And I would know where Gizmo was from where the screams came at the different tables. Because he was blowing people away sitting there.
He is. So Gizmo.
He's incredible.
Gizmo and I and a couple other people, the Northland is having their 100th anniversary. And that's pretty cool to celebrate. And awesome. Gizmo is part of it. I'm emceeing the thing, but Gizmo's going to maybe be John Kennedy, which, you know, we had three very famous, well, we had a lot of famous people there, but Vince Lombardi, we have that guy coming in. I think he's been, everybody knows him. Who was the third one? It was John Kennedy, Vince Lombardi, Eleanor Roosevelt. Then we have a lady coming in to be her, and they're going to kind of work the crowd. And so Gizmo's like, can I do some magic? I'm like, I don't think Kennedy did a lot of magic. Anyway.
You never know.
Right. Anyway, so here, I'm seeing him tonight for cocktails.
Nice. Good man.
Yeah,
great
he's a great
man.
Guy. Love him.
Hey, my friend.
Hi, Mark.
Good morning.
So I'm at the dentist the other day, and yeah. I'm not going to talk about my issues.
Someone
I'm not going to talk about my tooth. Not going to talk about the pain. Not going to talk about the fact is it from 12:30 to 8:30 in the morning.
Right.
Whatever.
Right. None of that.
Forget that. But when I'm sitting in there, and they got the board, saying different things, and it said 5 million recreational athletes a year in the United States suffer tooth damage just from recreational sports. We're not talking pro boxers. We're not talking pro hockey players. Recreational sports. That one floored me. I mean, do you see that?
Five million.
You know, I think the biggest thing to remember when you start thinking about that, how many people wear a mouth guard?
None.
You know, I'll tell you, and I think in high school it's gotten more and more. And when I say mouth guard, I'm talking mouth guard for like a sport like basketball.
Yeah.
Baseball. They just you didn't see it. Back when I was going to college, it was rare if you saw it.
Right.
I will say now that because you can get a custom mouth guard made pretty, it's inexpensive, and it fits well. That's the other thing. You're not going to wear it if it doesn't fit well or if you can't talk.
Well, we used to do it on our own.
Well,
you
the boil.
Did you have those?
Yeah, we had.
You just boil them. And
right.
That's what I had to do for rugby.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Custom fit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But those, you know, you'd be squeezing out the plastic on the backside and it'd start pinching your gums and you'd end up cutting it down.
Trimming
and it's
it,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, some kids nowadays, they'll cut up where they can just barely see the front. It's like, that's not doing anything.
When I played football, I had to do that. I just could not call signals so I would just have a little, I'd just be chewing on a corner of it.
Yeah. So, you know, it doesn't shock me that they've got that many injuries over years. I mean, think about how many times you play basketball.
You elbow
someone, or if you're, you know, think about a ball's being thrown. From a volleyball could hit you in the face, a baseball could hit you in the face. So it's.
I accidentally knocked out a famous person's tooth in a charity basketball game. Remember John Dorsey?
Yeah.
We're playing a charity basketball game in Fond du Lac, of all places. And I was underneath, and I do a head. I had one good move in basketball, and I had a great head fake.
Oh, he did.
Oh, okay. My God.
And you hit him?
Sell it like you can't believe. I'm not kidding. To this day, if there's
they're still talking about
the UP, yeah. The UP, yeah, the head fake.
Totally. They will. They will talk about what's the most memorable minor fake. Basketball.
Yeah. Oh.
Greatest head fake of all time. Probably goes back to my acting days. But anyway, so he goes up, you know, to block my shot. As he's coming down, I go up. His front tooth hits the top of my head. And I can see it like it was yesterday. And this was, I think, 1989. And that tooth was just hanging out of his mouth.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll never forget. I had to rush him to the hospital and the whole thing.
Did he forgive you?
He had a look in his eye at first like, I'm going to die. That is no lie. The initial look was, I'm going to die right now.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So, I mean, it can happen so quick and kind of catastrophic, losing your front tooth.
Well, and so I think the biggest thing I would tell parents and anyone who's listening is, so if you're at an athletic event, there's a lot of athletic trainers that will carry, it's a little cup, and it's called Save-A-Tooth. So it's a sealed container. It only lasts, though, for about a year or two, I believe, and then it expires.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
So I was at the store yesterday trying to find clove oil. I was told clove oil would help my teeth. I'm not even going to mention my tooth, but I couldn't find it. But, and this was at CVS, I saw a thing of Save Your Tooth.
Yeah.
So you can actually buy that.
So, I mean, what it is just a little cup. So if the tooth comes out, you put it in the cup. It's got a solution that's supposed to help save the coating on the tooth.
Okay.
And because what
sometimes... So it doesn't die?
Yeah. So what sometimes people do is they take it, touch it, wash it off. Well, no, that's the worst thing you could probably do and stuff like that. Now, if it's dirt, it was in the dirt, you got to get the dirt off. But you put in these Save a Tooth, you go to the dentist, and they could sometimes replant it, and it'll work. Now, if you wash off if you take water and you wash off everything, you may be hurting the tooth.
Wow.
The problem is, like you said, some of these pharmacies may have it, but, you know, what happens if it's 10, 11 o'clock at night? You know, do you know exactly where to go? I knew as an athletic trainer, I had to save a tooth in my kit every single year.
I was going
to
say, if I was a youth soccer coach or something, I would have bought
it. When I covered the Green Bay Gamblers for years, I think we used them probably two or three times.
But don't the sports, these 5 million people, aren't mouth guards mandatory?
Well, not if you're, I mean, we're not talking, you know, organized sports. I was talking about
organized sports, aren't they? That's what I want to say. And then I think what they have to do is make mouth guards cool.
Well, some guys do, and they got it like bright colors and things like that.
And they put now logos and stuff on them.
I think people would wear them all the time. I mean, just, you know, you're at that age where you're trying to attract.
How would you like to have been a trainer, old school hockey, before they wore helmets? Do you ever see those guys and they used to smile in the locker room after a game? Bobby Clark, all these guys.
Two or three missing.
Missing their front teeth. We got to set a quick break. Mark Houston, Bellin Sports Medicine. Welcome back. Mind on the Mary here on a good-looking Friday morning. Dennis from the Glam Band is coming up very soon with our City Deck Landing Studios music series. Hannah Jost from Smart Mouth will be the very special guest. And, of course, Mark Houston from Bellin Sports Medicine in here right now. And we're just talking as we went on that break, the old-time hockey players. The only time you notice this is in the locker room when they'd be doing interviews or smiling or something because they don't have the other ones in or a mouthpiece in, and they were inevitably some of the greatest players in hockey history, missing the whole two or three front teeth. Isn't that the truth, Mark?
Hockey is probably number one sport for losing teeth. But it can happen. Basketball, wrestling, baseball, softball.
But basketball, when they do these pickup games or, you know, when we have a lot of basketball courts in Green Bay, all over the place. Do kids wear mouth guards when they're just playing?
So, Jim, you asked about that. I think the only sport we have football in this area, so that's required. Lacrosse is another one, but basketball you're not required. But I'll tell you, if you go to a high school basketball game, there's more and more kids wearing mouth guards. The question sometimes is a mouth guard fit properly?
Exactly.
So like John just said, some of them will
I
cut them
trim
down.
Mine to nothing.
You trim it down where it looks like it's covering your
and the
three
refs
or four
didn't care. All they wanted to see is that the dangling part, it wasn't dangling. It was in your mouth. They didn't check or anything. I got to ask you, I wanted to, this is something, I don't know if this fits into sports medicine, but I thought about you in this even, Jim, with your dog and everything. It's people are posting. It's like, hey, folks, I see people walking their dogs when it's like 92 degrees. If you can't keep your hand in that asphalt for more than like 5 seconds, imagine what it does. And it said that the degrees of how hot asphalt can be like 145 degrees.
I just saw, so this is a plug on a gentleman who they pour concrete.
Yeah.
But he took a temperature gauge and shot last week for concrete, and it was only like 91, and asphalt was like 137.
That's what I mean. Wow. You know? Yeah. And they said, people, do you realize what it's doing to your dogs? And I've never thought about that before.
Oh, yeah. There's booties you can buy for them. We just keep them on the grass. We just take it on the grass.
Yep.
But no, that they can burn their feet so easily. And asphalt is unbelievably hot. Like, I didn't know it was that 40 degrees more, but holy mackerel. It's, yeah. No, you got to be careful of that stuff, because we're all wearing shoes or sandals, and your dog's not.
Correct. Yeah. No, I mean, you got to have to.
Mine does.
I mean, think about it. Would you walk across a asphalt pavement
barefoot?
With barefoot?
No.
So why would you going to let your dog?
Exactly. Yeah. They're, you know, they're as close. I don't know.
Well, I told you my story in Phoenix.
Middle of
the summer in Phoenix.
Yeah, you did.
I had flip-flops on, and somebody had stole the battery out of my car the night before. Okay. And that was a big thing in Phoenix, because the lowriders would use like 6 batteries.
Of course, John lived in this luxury neighborhood.
Yes, on the west side of Phoenix. So I had to try to take I'd never taken a city bus before. So I took it. I got off right downtown Phoenix at like 9 in the morning, like middle of July. It was so hot, it was mind-boggling.
Right.
And I didn't have any more money. I was panhandling, going up to people, asking them for money. And anyway, but I'd flip-flops on, and it was so hot. One time I went into a bank and just took them off, just stand on the tile floor. My feet were burning so bad. And I had for years scars. And you guys are going to laugh. You're not even kidding about it. But you know where the two of you know, flip-flops, at the, what do you call it, the tong part or the thong part? I had those scars on my feet from that. That is no lie. That's how hot the sidewalks would get in Phoenix.
Yeah. Look, I think heat, you're
just
the doctor.
Say, it's like 115 degrees down there, right. I believe.
Yeah.
Yesterday, today.
Right
and
now.
And we're, you know, we're talking June. We still got July and August to go.
But that's how it was. It was like 114 degrees. And it literally burnt my feet right through my flip-flops.
We talk about having, you know, God forbid you put a kid in a hot car, but, you know, dogs. But I think that's a good point to talk about the surface, because that is, and they don't have shoes on. I don't want people to think dogs' feet are any better than ours. I mean, they can burn themselves. So, yeah, I know you're not, I know you're here to talk about humans, but I'm just, I'm kind of sensitive to pets, and I think people should.
That's why I brought that up. I didn't know if you realized, because I don't want you torturing your poor dog.
It would never happen, not at our house. I'm going to go buy him this weekend a little pool.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Nice little wading pool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He'll like that.
You want me to come over and splash around with him? You want me to call my buddy Cody and have his dog Smoke come over and... We had the most beautiful dog in here. A German Shepherd service dog for my Iraq, Afghanistan veterans. You want to talk about a...
Loyal.
When you want to talk about a fit, well-mannered, but would not want to mess with them kind of thing.
Like a military dog.
Yes.
I mean, he was just, he's like a German Shepherd.
He would not leave Cody's side for anything.
Yeah. You walk over there, he's like, okay, who are you? Do the background check. And
it was incredible. Anyway. So impressive.
So what's going on with health, wellness this summer? What's some advice we got from Bellin, who takes such good care of everybody?
Well, I think, like you guys said, dental injuries, it's just a big thing. You know, taking care of your teeth, you know, and I think, you know, it's getting warm out. You know, I was just gone family, and we had our anniversary on Tuesday, and went up to Door County. It's a lot cooler up there than it was down here. You know, so I think you just got to really think about, hey, what are we going out to? It's the same thing like walking your dog. Are you walking in the morning when it's 7 a.m.? Maybe it's not too bad. Maybe your dog can be on the pavement, not a problem. But it's now 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or 5 o'clock after you got home from work.
Yeah, no.
Guess what? It's still hot.
Right.
You know, so it's the same thing, though. If you're going to go out and exercise, don't go out and wear black shorts and black top. I think it's one for heat. It's another thing for as it gets darker, black is the worst thing.
Okay, I got to be honest with you. The only biker shirts I have are black.
That's because you look thinner.
Everywhere are black.
Because you look thinner in black.
I think
they
so,
say.
Too.
That's what you think.
I took a selfie. I got to show you. Oh, it looks awesome. Hey, one other thing I want to talk about with that, though, with biking.
Yeah,
okay. My bike, it's not a real easy bike. It's got the wider tires. So, I mean, it's not like a cruising bike. You got it. Okay. So, after one of the days when I did it, it's like, you know, my legs were really sore and my thighs were. So then I thought, well, I'm going to give those a rest. So, took a rest day or two, and then I went walking.
A week or two.
I went walking, okay? You're not going to believe this. Because before I had to do like 5,000 or 6,000 steps, and it's like, whew, you know how many steps I did? I could show it to you on my phone. 16,000 steps. It was 2 hours of walking. But what I'm saying is, it seemed like the biking really conditioned my legs for walking. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think, I mean, any activity, I think it's the same thing. If you, it doesn't matter what you do, biking, walking. You, if you can go 15 minutes and then you can go 20 minutes and then you can go 25, just don't jump from zero to an hour and a half. Guess what? You are probably going to be there for a week.
I think that's what damaged my tooth. I've watched, could I finish here?
So I was just going to say, this whole thing has been about
you. No, it hasn't. I'm telling you, it's not going to be, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, we've got 3 minutes.
Okay, but no. But so I was watching this thing, all the fallacies about why we're fat, okay, type thing. But this was a pretty cool thing.
What fallacy?
Well, here's the deal. And it said, you know, people a lot of times, it's like, oh, man, did I work out today? I'm going to treat myself to 2 cheeseburgers right. and fries, because I just, and it's like, no, she said, it's simple math. Unfortunately, working out, and I've told you this before too, with my pedometer, the only disappointing part is, you know, I did all this walking, I burnt out like 120 calories, which is, you can eat that so fast yep. that it's like the mathematics of it just don't compute.
Right.
No. You could be eating you just burnt up 150 calories and now you're eating 1,000 calories.
Yeah. I think sometimes it just, yeah, you have to, like for food wise, you have to think about, in fact, I think, so next week we're having Lee Herkus come on.
Okay.
Registered dietitian.
Awesome.
You know, and he'll talk about, you know, like the palm of your hand, you know, like, hey, how many calories is that? Or what are you eating
yes,
there?
Yes, portion
and
size.
What's your portion size? Yeah. But what are you eating? Because, you know, yeah. is it bread? Is it fish? Is it veggies? What is it that you're eating there? And like you said, holy cow, I just had 2 of those.
Yeah.
And this is how much I took in. Now, how much do I need to exercise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, yeah. the amounts.
So yeah. Line up your questions next week.
Okay, that would be awesome.
Lee Herkus is our registered dietitian.
I'm going to have all the questions.
He's coming on next. He's going to dominate
They may have to do with John.
So you get, well, you said it great. Yeah, stick it around. Mark Houston, yeah. Bell and Sports Medicine.
Suddenly, red blue lights, flash out from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge works for comfort. Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades and sells a Chevy 69. How bizarre.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Friday morning heading into the weekend. Forecast does not look great, but you know what? It's still summer. We'll get through it. It's good mosquito breeding weather, which is what you want.
Actually, it's not as bad as...
What's the forecast there?
Well, no, but what I'm saying, Johnny, is I think it's going to rain, but it's not going to rain all day. This
yeah.
isn't, you know, so I think you just got to work around it. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but that just means it's going to be humid.
That's true. That is true. There'll be a little, you know what I'm doing? Not that you can stay there, but I'm going to really organize the top level of my garage.
Oh, my God. Are
that's
you
what I'm
serious?
Doing. That's what I'm doing.
Can
I'm
get- I come up and see it?
Nope. But that is because I have to do it. And I think it's going to be it's warmer than I thought.
When are you going to do that?
This weekend. I've got a truck that because I got some stuff up there.
I
that
will
has
say
to
this,
go.
Though.
I got you know what I got up there? A lot. Some literature, like campaign stuff. I'm just things, signs, and this is it's got to go.
There
so,
is
anyway.
Nothing hotter than the upstairs of a garage on a hot day.
But I get
isn't
up.
Isn't it though? It's like, oh my
But you
got to
get up. You know, we're up at 5 o'clock, so I can go up there at 5 and work till 8
I
or 9.
I am willing to help you.
Used to be here.
What time will you be doing that tomorrow?
Yeah, just not tomorrow.
Because you're on my bike route.
Yeah, I'm not doing it tomorrow. Yeah.
Sunday?
I don't know yet. I think I'm going to be out of town.
Monday afternoon?
Yeah, I just. Yeah.
Well, I'll you know what I'll do? I'll ride by a few times just eat, by chance. If you're out there, I'll stop in.
It's true.
All right.
Okay. I don't know.
That door will be shut and the knock's going to come and
newspapers over the window.
No, that's
lights off.
Jim doesn't care how hot it just got up there.
Because when it's raining, I can work up there, and when it's not, then I can hang outside. So anyway, it's one of those days.
John is here to help. I'm not here. What did you tell him?
Really loud.
He said you're in the thing. No. Yes, that could happen. Why? Yeah. Let me ask this question. As Amanda just mentioned with humidity,
oof.
What is worse for a person if you're working out, humid day or hot day?
It's a good question.
It is. Well, I tell you what, you need to be hydrated for both.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I can run in dry heat like in Phoenix, but humidity, I hate it. I just, yeah, you can't
breathe.
Like
in breathe. New Orleans versus
you can't breathe.
Scottsdale, I know.
Well, I think.
Yeah, I was just going to say, humidity, you can get, it can be very humid in the morning and not real hot.
Right.
And, but when you throw heat out there.
Right.
And your body, I mean, it's the heat that's starting to just cook you. You know, so you're working out outside and it's, it could be 80, 85. Doesn't have to be 95. And all of a sudden, it's, you know, if you're not hydrated, it's starting to cook your body. And if you're not ready for it, it's going to happen quick. Where humidity, I don't think it's going to, it you may feel like, hey, I'm just not going to push it.
Yeah, that's
you know?
True.
But
yeah.
I think heat can come up and shock you.
Because you feel like you can grind through it.
Yeah. And it's kind of, I would say it's the same thing. Like, I think people can be on a run or working out, or we even talk about construction jobs. It can be hot, 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 and all of a sudden, bam, it gets you. Like, it comes up so quick. So, I think heat, I would say probably heat.
And you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, guys our age who, you know, maybe could be in a little better shape or whatever.
What?
I've been at a couple, at least two different events I can think of where there was high school bands and people collapsed. Yep. You know, kids, you know, 16-year-old kids who, you know.
Yeah. But, and I'll go back. The bands, and I think we talked about this last time too. The bands have gotten much better where they put them in better clothing.
Yeah.
They let them go in shorts and a polo instead of the full.
And this was a hot day, and they had the whole
outfits.
Big regalia.
Yeah, exactly. But, Johnny, but that's now it's hot, it's humid, you're locking the heat in, and you are just cooking your body.
John and I both, 4th of July, have worked at Heritage Hill, you know, reading the Declaration of Independence or playing, and they give you those old uniforms that were wool, and those, that is. Didn't a guy pass out when he was with you?
Well, yes. Yeah. But it wasn't one of, it was during the reenactment, but the part that I was telling the person about the other day, it was so, I give those guys a lot of credit because that happened. The ambulance had to come to take out a guy and the guys that were wounded, they didn't move as to how they fell. So this guy's like sprawled out like this in that unbelievable heat in those wool uniforms.
So, and just bring this up.
Hot.
So our anniversary was just, it was Tuesday, June 18th. So 14 years ago. And it shouldn't have been that warm a day. It was supposed to storm. Storms never showed up, and it was like 88 degrees. And I was in a tux.
Yeah.
Trust me. I was, you know, again, I had one of these, a bottle of water in my back pocket. Some people thought it was vodka, but it was like I was drinking water a ton that day. Our guests all got up top because that's where reception was, and they emptied out all of the water immediately because everyone just wanted water, you know, so. It in June, it can happen. It doesn't take in Wisconsin July and August where you get heat injuries. It can be May and June.
I remember Yurko.
Yep.
And his wedding, he was telling me about it in Chicago, and they're standing up there, and the altar boy passed out right at the altar during a wedding. So, yeah, that stuff can happen no matter what. What about this, though? So I know a lot of guys, and I'm not saying I'm one of them or I've ever been that guy, but let's say you're having a few beverages at night. And then you say, well, I'm going to sweat it all out tomorrow morning. Is that an old wives' tale that you can sweat out alcohol?
No.
No.
Yeah, you're not going to sweat it out. You know?
Okay.
I mean, your body, again, we talked about how your body processes it.
Yeah.
It's still going to take time to get it out and stuff. Does it feel like you're probably sweating it out? Yeah, it probably does. It's always some of our biggest concerns when we used to have some of these runs and we don't need anyone getting a little intoxicated the night before and going, hey, I'm going to run a 5K race.
That's
because
what I mean.
You've now just dehydrated your body. Even though you're putting a lot of liquid in your body, we don't need those kind of people on a race course. It's the same thing of when
that's
you
why
said
I don't race anymore.
when you go for a run, it's just like you probably feel better because you are exercising.
Right.
But
that doesn't sweat it out, as they used to say.
And you're not going to speed it up. You know, it's no. Wives' tale.
Because that's 100%. And another place where I read about that was the old the Rat Pack. That they would do in Las Vegas, they would, you know, party all night till four in the morning. And then the next, you know, late in the morning, they would be in sauna, as they would say. But they'd be in the sauna, okay? And they said they'd sweat it out, and then they'd be fine. But that's not the case.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, one other thing that I wanted to ask you, too. Saunas, do you remember the coach for the Badgers? Dave McLean.
Yep.
Remember he died?
Yep.
And of a heart attack.
Yep.
And he had got into the sauna. And then got on like an exercise bike or something like that. And he had like high blood pressure and everything. And that, they say saunas can actually be bad for you.
Well, it's depending on, you got to think about it. What do you have in your body? So how much have you hydrated? Now you go into there and you taxing your body and you're doing, you know, and then all of a sudden you're going to go and get on a bike or run or whatever you're going to do. And if you already have other health history conditions, yeah, it's you're tapping more and more into your body that doesn't have it. And yeah, if your body, if you have high cholesterol, if you have high blood pressure, it's unfortunate.
Because you would think a sauna would be great for you if you got those problems, but they're not.
The best.
But you know what? If that's how I go, I'm fine with it.
But think of how much. Think about when you go into those. You know how much. You know when you come out. Some people feel great. Some people realize
I hate them.
Man, I need to drink, you know, 4 glasses, and then they feel better. You know, it's the same thing of if you add that liquid to your body, no matter when it is, you're probably gonna feel better. Go on a walk and just squeeze your hand sometimes, and then you're like, oh, geez, I feel like my fingers are tighter. Yeah,
that happened to me the other day. I was going to ask you about this. This is no lie. The day I did the 16,000 steps, my hands felt swollen. I could barely make a fist. Why was that?
You're probably a little dehydrated.
Okay.
But I bet you if you would have came home and drank a big glass of water.
Yeah,
water.
Water.
You're going to probably feel good.
But I thought, oh, my God, is something happening to me? I can't squeeze my hands.
Yeah.
It's why also in football. This is a big thing with football. You could do it wherever, though. We used to get these big charts from Gatorade for the high school kids. So we'd always have them weigh in before they went out for football and then weigh in when they came in. Don't be shocked. I guarantee you there's a lot of linemen that would lose 12, 15 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Now, you're not really losing 12 and 15
pounds.
It's just
all water, huh?
Yeah, but you know, then you hydrate afterwards, and that's where it starts telling you, hey, I lost 6 pounds. Well, that means I need to drink this much water. You know, you could lose 12, 13, 14 pounds. It's not healthy.
So it had an actual chart?
All you're doing is, and it's a good way that coaches could look and go, hey, Jim, you need to drink a little bit more water because you lost 8 pounds yesterday.
Okay. Wow.
So it was a good way, I think, to put kids in check of, because I don't think kids, especially like in the football field, it may only be 80 degrees and they think, oh, I don't need to drink anything. Or no, you need to, this is how much you're losing. And yeah, if you're a little heavier, you may be sweating out a lot more. So you need to realize, hey, I've lost so much weight, I need to replenish it. That's when it goes then back also of, is it water or are you pulling in like the potassium, you know, like a Gatorade or a Powerade? What are you pulling in extra that you need?
Okay, let me ask you this though. In our era, did you guys get salt pills? They used to make us take salt pills. Are they like banned now? Aren't they like the worst thing you could take?
I don't know if you could even buy them.
That's what I mean.
And I don't know if they're banned.
You have to take them. They would hand them out. You have to put your hand up and they'd give you like two
but
or
they
three.
Didn't, they didn't call them pills. They called them tablets.
Yeah,
salt tablets. Exactly.
That's right.
No, they don't want us to take tablets.
That's right.
But that was, they would have a gallon jug, 5 gallon jugs full of that. And they'd walk around. I've been told it was before my time, but I've seen the jugs and seen multiple jugs at some schools.
Well, they were the size, what they were. You remember the lunchrooms where they'd have the mayonnaise and those big things or whatever? They would have those full of them and make you take them.
Yep.
Yes.
Because they were good for you.
Yes, they were good.
That's what they said.
Oh, my God.
So, Mark, we talked about this last week. I know we're having the nutritionist is coming on next week.
Next week.
From Bellas.
Oh, yep. This could change my life.
We talk a lot about high school sports, and you guys really lean into that. I mean, you're at every game, and we talked about mouth guards. But for those of us who just don't play high school sports, the Surgeon General, I think I told you, said if he could write one prescription for universal prescription, it would be to walk 30 minutes a day. And just that checks a lot of boxes. And if we can do that, you know, and like you said, maybe a little light stretching before and after, but, you know, and just watch the heat. And especially if you're going to take your dog out, I think that's really good advice. And I know you are into the humans, but I mean, people to walk out for 30 minutes, be cognizant of that asphalt.
But I mean, it's like saying, okay, 30 minutes a day, it's really not that much, but then it's a matter of when you're going to go. It's easier to get up and say, I'm going to get up and go in the morning, 30 minutes and do it before work. But a lot of people say, my wife just said, she gets up at 4:30 in the morning. She was leaving, I think, at 5:30 to go work out this morning. You know, I'm still laying in bed.
Yeah.
But she knows that I'll work out. You know, I'll do my walk later in the day. Now, you got to, you know, if it rains, it was pouring rain the other day. Yeah. My son and I were supposed to go. I'm like, hey, we're not going. It's pouring rain.
You know, I will say this. So when my other job, I used to have to be there about 9 o'clock. And I from being in radio, I still wake up. And when I would go for a walk in those mornings, that was actually pretty cool. I never thought I'd be that guy, but I really enjoy those early morning walks.
And statistically, if you do your exercise, but if you're in the morning, there's a better chance you're going to continue it. Because, boy, stuff comes up at night. And I my problem is I get in a bad mood at the end of the day.
Oh, I just ate a big sandwich or something. I probably shouldn't work out.
But it's just more like in the morning, it's like, okay, I got a new day.
It was great.
Go through your gratitude list. But then you get home at night, you know, at 4 or 5 o'clock, it's like, Mino said this, Todd did this, you know, and I get all frustrated.
So mad at them.
But then I think it's afterwards. I think it's also...
Milton, wish I could train you to kill people.
We have to think
later. I'll sick you on mine.
I'm working on it.
Later in the year, I think the big thing with it, some of it is as it gets colder, you don't want to, or it gets darker, you don't want to go out. That's where it's
easy to find excuses.
Great during the summer.
Yeah.
But what are you doing in October when it's, you know, one day it's still 6:30 and it's light out. And now on Monday, because of the time change, now it's 5 o'clock and it's dark and you're like, I'm going to eat and I'm going to get on the couch.
Yeah. But no excuse now. I mean, it's light for what? 15 hours. It's crazy how long it's light. And even though Amanda said, you know, we've got rain, it doesn't rain. It's not a monsoon. There's always breaks for hours, 3-4 hours. So we got to just find the time to do that because.
And I will credit this. My father used to do it when I was younger, probably never knew it happened. Where do a lot of people go? A lot of seniors? Malls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. To walk.
Guess what? It's not raining there.
Yeah.
The malls will open up and you can walk before the stores are already open.
Air conditioned.
If it's
too hot.
You know, now it is a harder pavement and stuff, but I will tell you, there's a lot of people that get their exercise done then.
I like it.
All right.
We're doing it. Mark Houston, Balance Sports Medicine. When we come back, one other thing I want to talk to you about two things, actually. One was with this doctor who's on that show, and he had his top five things. Don't drink, don't eat. But one was soda, and I can see the rule. But he said even diet soda. I didn't know diet soda could be bad. But then the other thing, there was an argument between two. What's better, short, bursty kind of or the longer version? That's next. Okay. Mark Houston, Balance Sports Medicine. on that?
How quick can you do the hard activity and sustain it?
Right.
So if you're doing it for 30 seconds,
yeah,
it's not going to be the same as doing 30 minutes.
No, but if you did 10 minutes hard.
But if you did 10 minutes hard.
That's it?
Well, then take a break and then do another 10 minutes hard.
Then I would say, well, it's probably matching it and stuff. But I think, can you sustain it? I mean, I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I just go out and walk for, you know, last night I think I got about a 50-minute walk in.
Wow.
And two nights ago. So felt great, you know.
Yeah.
But was it I going at a pretty good clip? No. The night before, I felt like, okay, I'm really going. In fact, I came home and told my wife, I got to stretch because shin splints. You know, I don't get those. But if I get going too quick, I realize, oh, my calves are killing me. I got to stop and stretch, you know. So
my doctor told me, I've got two issues, mental health and physical health.
Two.
And he just told
okay,
me.
Okay, let's start with the first
well,
two.
Well, they both need work. And he said, if you want to deal with the mental health, you just really exert yourself, push a lot of weights really hard. If you want to deal with the physical health, losing weight, longer sustained exercise.
Really? You never told me this. Why didn't you tell me this?
This could have helped
me out, Jim.
Yeah, that is what he said. I'm not doing it, but I think that's interesting that he goes, if you want to deal with the mental health part, he goes, just go in the weight room, push weights, and as soon as you think you're done, push a couple more. And then, but he said, look, if it's the physical, you want to lose some weight, then longer sustained, you know, 30-minute runs, walks, that kind of stuff.
All right.
And he made sense, you know, I mean, he's...
But think about mental
$180 health. $180 for that advice, John.
think about mental health. I think it goes back to the same thing of, if you push hard one time and went out for an hour and you haven't been doing anything, you're going to feel like crap. So it's kind of like your mental health is, you're going to say, I'm not doing this again. And then your mental health may get worse because you're like, I'm not going to go back. I just did that for an hour. But how about go for 10 minutes, then add another 10 minutes, then add another 10 minutes. It's tough because we're not patient, but if you let that patience build up, and also now maybe within a couple of weeks, you're up to an hour and you feel good and you say, geez, now I feel good. Now my mental health is good. My body feels good. You feel like I may feel a little bit lighter. I may have lost 3 or 4 pounds. You may not even know that, but you may now get on a scale and go, oh, I lost 3 or 4 pounds.
We had the guy on last week, or this week actually, from CrossFit, my good buddy Grant.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's great.
And I actually did CrossFit for like 2 months. It was almost like an introductory, really learning all the different things.
One day a month, but yeah, he
did it
for
2 months.
It was
one day a week. One day a week, maybe twice a week. I think it was Tuesdays and Thursdays. Okay. So anyway, I still remember this, plain as day. I remember weighing myself there the first night I was there. And I remember I was 222. Okay. And we did that for like 2 months. Okay. And I didn't feel like I was working that hard, but I was 211 and I didn't change anything else. But it was one of those things where everything you did, nothing was easy. It might not be this crazy, whatever, whatever, but nothing was easy. And was even like with the burpees and the lunges all the way up and down the floors and things like that. It's not like when you'd go out and you'd say, I'm going to run 6 miles. Oh my God, what an amazing workout. I must have lost weight. And even with the weightlifting part of it and everything, it didn't seem like you're doing all that much, but everything kind of hurt. To put it that way,
CrossFit's pretty intense.
It is. And I lost 11 pounds from that, and I thought, well, I'm not going to lose any weight doing these things. So it's funny how your body reacts to different things. Right.
But I would think about this. What happens if, you know, we're all sitting here in chairs? So what would happen if we stood up for one segment and you had to step?
Jim would fall over.
And you but you know, over, if we did that for 10 minutes.
We're all going to be sitting here in wheelchairs if we don't do something.
I mean, you'd probably... You'd feel it in your legs. If you did that every single day, you'd do much better.
You know what, John?
What?
I think out of all this last hour with Mark or 45 minutes, we should do one segment standing up.
Okay.
I really do because our mics are, I mean,
yeah, we can do
adjustable.
It.
We can do that. I think that would be good.
And we stand, it's not like we're so high up that the mics can't reach it.
We're going to have to move the camera.
Yeah.
Here's another thing, Jim, that sometimes, I've liked ideas. You know, people go, hey, I have a meeting from 8 to 9. How about going 8 to 8:55 and let everyone walk around the building and just get your legs a workout before you got to jump in that next meeting at 9 o'clock?
You know what I want to do? I'm going to give AJ Dillon a call.
Okay.
Did you see him? He's running the Lambo steps. I want to do that.
John.
What?
Jeez.
What?
You and AJ Dillon?
We've got the same type of thighs and calves, Jim. We do. Even that night, remember at the Children's Museum?
Yeah, we went to an event with A.J. Dillon. Just people are going up and going to John and saying, hey, A.J. Yeah, that happened a lot, John, that they confused you two guys.
Remember I told A.J. I said we got the same size calves?
You did say that. You did say that. And that was the laugh of the night.
Well, I'm just saying. All right, Mark. Mark, it's always a pleasure having you here.
Mark, love coming down.
But Mark, next Friday, we have someone from Bellin, but it's going to be more on the nutritional side.
Love it.
Who's coming in?
So his name's Lee Herkus. He's a registered dietitian.
Awesome.
Nice.
Get your questions.
Yes. Give us your questions next week for that, folks.
Bellin has the answers. We're going to talk about nutrition next Friday. Mark, thanks for coming in, talking about the health, the wellness. Careful of the heat, but doesn't mean you can't exercise. You just work around it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, right. Mark Houston, Bellin Sports Medicine. Back with Dennis after this.